been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Tiny Grimes and the Quintet, and Things Ain't What They Used to Be, from 1949, and it gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase, and I'm your host, Steve Cushing. For the next 5 hours, we're going to be here blowing the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We hope you'll swing along with us. Our opening set this week belongs to Cab Calloway and the Big Band.
Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim Jim jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out the smell of chive. Beat it out on the male side.
Shalimar, Swanee Shore.
Let me dig that jive once more. Boy.
Right on down to the
oh, boy.
Gotta dig a
now, can't you hear those hep cats call?
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The jim, jim, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the mellow side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Makes you 9 foot tall when you 4 foot five. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Now don't you be fat, Ickaroo. Get hep, come on, follow through. Then you get your steady foo.
You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The dim, dim jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. The Jim Jam jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the Miller side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The Jimba Jamba Jumbo hip, the Jumbo hip jive will make you dig, dig, your jive on the Miller side.
Hep, hep. Hep,
the Jimba Jamba Jumbo. Don't you be that rickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady fool. You make a joint of jumble like the gators do. The jim jam jumper and the jump in the jumper makes you like your egg is on the
jim jam jumping jive makes you hep hep on the Miller side.
Tibberly bubbly 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 diddly 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 going 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 da da. Now told you about the jumping jive. Jim jam jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this Miller jive. Boom, you dig it on the Miller side.
Nobody knows where it came from or where it was composed. Did it a design sings a tailor as he fashions pretty clothes. A design sings a tailor as he sews and sews and sews. He's as busy as a bee, making lovely finery. Things my baby loves to wear when I take her to the fair. A design sings a tailor. All it means is that the way when I buy the things he made her, says the tailor, hut to soy.
Chop, chop, chop. Are you hip to this jive that I'm laying to you?
Zip, zip, dee-doo, dee-doo, chop, pop, dee-doo, dee-doo, dang, 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 dee-da-da.
Thank you.
to catch you at the violin play. A new thrill, we were both so afraid. But the moon and the melody seemed to come to our aid. Heaven gleamed in a rose-colored light, and the music seemed to be saying, I'm yours tonight. Your heart called, and I gladly obeyed. In the spell of a new moon and an old serenade, Charleston, to dig old Geechee Joe. Got a good old Geechee urge, can't do nothing else but go. Got misery, misery, I can't lose. Got misery, misery, nothing but bad news. Gonna dig old Geechee Joe to voodoo these Jimson blues. I've gotta get back to Charleston if I walk down those railroad tracks. Gonna rub my hands on a lodestone blue as black. If old Geechee Joe can't get it, I just ain't ever coming back.
Cab Calloway with our opening set, Geechee Joe, from March 1941. That's the studio version of the recording. Remember, it was also done in the movie Stormy Weather, because I remember I'm never coming back, but in the movie he goes, I'm never, 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 never coming back. That sort of stuck with me. Anyways, Geechee Joe rounds out the set. We started with the Jumpin' Jive from July of 1939. than one I don't think we often play, Ut Desay. It's in parentheses, it's called the Tailor's Song, and basically it means "That's the Way," from July 1939. And it pointed out that Cab actually was influenced a great deal by cantors, because he was in a Jewish neighborhood and would not attend services, but would listen from the sidewalk and hear the cantors and the fellows when they sang. Ut Dazay. Ut Dazay. Then we had Cab covering one of the big hits of the swing era, the big band era, "A New Moon and an Old Serenade." His version from March 1939, Tommy Dorsey, Charlie Barnett, and Chick Webb all had recordings of the same tune. And that brought us around to Geechee Joe. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. We're just getting things underway. Here, I was looking for the CDs that I had by Babs Gonzalez. Babs Gonzalez was part of the bebop era, and he's one of those guys who took a minimum of talent and stretched it about as far as it would go, as he did a lot of sort of poor scat singing. I don't play Babs very often, but I thought we'd do it here. And it, I remember Dick Buckley used to say Thelonious Monk, who he didn't have much respect for, and he'd call it Thelonious Junk. And here's Bab Gonzalez. It's just like horse apples to me, but we'll give him a spin, give him a fair chance. Here we go.
The bop, here's all you do, oopie-da, hilly-a-boo. Just sing a riff song with a voice instead of horn. Oop-pa-pa, e-plop, dilly-a-bop-bop is born. It's the latest thing they say in modern jazz, oopie-da, hilly-a-pa. Some say it's crazy, but they like the way it swings. Oop-pa-pa, e-plop-a-dilly-a-bop-bop's the thing. First there was ragtime jazz. Folks didn't want to accept it. Then came swing and it topped everything. Let's not stop bebop. Now that you have dug the bop, don't blow your top. Listen to what we say. Oop-oop-a-rini, la-ba-da-e-blah-blah-say. Dig this jive, we're trying to prove to you bop's okay. Listen to what we say. Oop, oop, rainy. La, ba, da, e, blah, blah, say. Dig this jive. We're trying to prove to you bop's okay.
fly, fly. The golden rule. They want to shake your hand, solid man, then everything is cool. If you're fresh out of loot and someone real cute tries to play you for a fool, tell them you tried romance, need finance, everything is cool. It's just another silly bebop thing the cat's all talking about. It's gotta be, makes you wanna swing, and we hope it knocks you out with your clothes out of hock. You're on the block, sporting a great big jewel. Daddy twice as high as birds can fly, everything is cool. On the block, sporting a great big jewel. Man, you're twice as high as birds can fly. Everything is cool.
Lava wee blue, did you didn't you blah bee bar? Lava wee blue, did you didn't you blah bee bar? We're bopping Mr. Handy's tune. Lava wee blue, then you didn't you blah bee bop. Lava wee blue, then you didn't you blah bee bop. We're bopping Mr. Handy's tune. Manhattan women with their rings and their gowns and their things in a Cadillac car. Contorto Sioux Falls soul takes me to paradise. You find your life is sweet the very moment you meet all the wealthy chicks. Señorita,
con todo su falso. Takes me to paradise, St. Louis woman.
Ooh-wee da ba blah blah loo-wee doo blah. Ooh loo boo lee goo bee doo. La ba da ba blee oo blah ba. Ooh-wee da ba blah blah loo-wee doo blah. Da ba blah blah loo-wee doo blah. Oop loo boo lee goo bee doo. La ba da ba blee oo blah ba. If you want a fancy car, diamond rings and caviar, save up all your twos and twos, cause you'll have to pay them due. When you want your friends to know, you can spend a lot of dough. Flash your cash, talk lots of trash, man, you really pay them dues. A rooster pays his dues when he cock-a-doodle-doos to earn his daily bread. A little dog's bow-wow, a cat's meow, this is what a wise man said. When the boyfriend takes you out, girls, you know without a doubt, if you want the things you choose, go ahead, pay them due.
Babs Gonzalez, and I just tried to pick what I thought was the best of the stuff, and it still seemed to sort of be a faker in his junk, trying to pass it off as real. Let's see, we had A Taster's Choice, A Choice Taste, from December of 1948. Then Everything is Cool, August of 1947. Rendition of St. Louis Blues from April 1949, and we wrapped it up with Pay Them Dues from February 1947. The thing that amazes me is that he managed to incorporate a lot of really fine musicians in these endeavors. Tad Dameron, James Moody, Benny Green, J.J. Johnson, Julius Watkins, Sonny Rollins, Roy Haynes, Art Pepper. Tony Scott was on the one where you heard the clarinet. That was him. And Wynn Kelly. It's just amazing. All these great musicians. Maybe trying to help him out. I don't know. Anyways, that's Babs Gonzalez here on Blues Before Sunrise and Don't Hold Your Breath for the Next Round by Babs. Hey, here's a guy that I bought as the only CD I could find by Cy Oliver and his big band, one of the, well, at least seems so far here on this program, one of the forgotten big bands. I think he had a lot more success when he was an arranger than when he was a band leader. But there were two CDs on the Chronological Classics label, and I bought the second one, and I didn't know that the first one existed and found it recently. So we're going to listen to a handful of sides by Cy Oliver and the Big Band from that second CD. And we'll start right here. This, and you can't believe it. This, I play some beat-up records, right, because they're the only ones that I can find. And that's the case here. On a CD reissue, generally they find clean copies to send in your direction. Not the case with this first couple here. Cy Oliver and the Big Band, this first one is Hey Daddy-O.
Hey, Joe, what you know?
Nothing, Mo. What's the score?
Oh, Joe, I'm feeling kind of low.
Why?
Got a crook in my back.
From what?
From digging with a hoe.
Hey, Daddy O, tell me what's on your mind. Let's dig a show. Here's what's on mine.
What's your name, Joe?
Man, I can't go.
Jack, you mean to tell me you're not going to pick up on this fine flick?
Got no dough.
Oh, that. Don't let that go. You'll tell what we do.
Let's go cutting round the town. Maybe we'll get gay.
Oh, hey, hey, ho.
If we dig any cats around, this is what we'll say.
What's that?
Hey, Daddy-O.
Thank you.
Western Union.
I did dot this, just got a nice letter via Winston Wilson's telegram, asking me whether I'm in love with baby. Well, in 25 words or less, I am. Just in a nice letter to confirm my love and stay with you. Please accept confirmation, cause in 25 words or less it be. Oh, baby, I could write you a letter, send it with the mailman, of course. But my love just can't wait for the mailman. I better go tell it to Mr. Moore. So this dot dip for this last time of closing the Western Union telegram. You've been asking me if I'm proposing. Well, in 25 words or less I am. I could write you a letter, send it by the mailman, of course. But my love just can't wait for the mailman. I better go tell it to Mr. Boy. So this dot hit with this last time of closing the Western Union telegram. And you've been asking me if I'm proposing. Well, it's 25 words or less. Judge a book by its cover. That's how it is with me. I'm an ever-loving lover. Give me the chance and you'll see. How's about it? You can't tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the phone. So baby, how can you tell about me? Thank you.
we thought Granny was a square old lady. How wrong can you be? The awful truth is finally out. Just listen to me, boy. We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
Yes, oh yes. The grandma plays the numbers. We found out.
She wasn't just knitting.
We found out.
She was not babysitting.
We found out.
And she ain't kidding. No, grandma plays the numbers. She plays them every morning. Dreams about them every night. Gets up bright and early and gets her figures just right.
That's grandma. We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
Yes, oh yes. The grandma plays the numbers. Ho! Now she goes to the grocery way before lunch, digs all the price tags for a hunch, trips back uptown, look at meek as can be, says, 2 cents, mister, on $6.93. Now old Granny gets up with the gleam in her eye. We say, what's cooking, Granny? She says, my. Saw a cross-eyed man with a wooden leg in my dream. And you know I'm putting a nickel on $6.19. Plays them every morning, dreams about them every night, gets up bright and early, and gets her figures just right.
That's grandma.
We found out, yes we did. We found out, yes we did. We found out, yes oh yes. Grandma, grandma plays the numbers.
Night and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. On my shoulder as we creep across the sands, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. Beside me here, beneath the blue. desert caravan.
Cy Oliver and the orchestra. That was Joe Bailey, by the way, on the vocals. Never heard of him before. I don't know how many he did. The little vocal group that was singing on that last one was called the Aristocats. And on this CD under Cy Oliver's name, they accompany the vocalist, the main vocalist, on about a half dozen sides. And we've still got, in this cycle, which, you know, I do the program on a 3-year cycle, trying not to repeat too many things. We're probably going to be calling on Cy Oliver and this band, and we'll see if we can't remember to pick up the Aristocats on that one. Let's see, what did we hear? We started out with Hey Daddy-O from January of 1947. Then one on the Morris code, Dit Dot Dit. April Fool's Day of 1947. Then we had You Can't Tell the Depth of the Well from August of 1947. Then we jumped ahead to February 1949 and Grandma Plays the Numbers. And if you were wondering, remember Winoni Harris did Grandma Plays the Numbers, and his was done several months earlier than this one. This was a follow-up, but I don't know seemed to do a lot of creative stuff with that. And then we wrapped it up with Caravan from May of 1949. And again, that's one of the forgotten black bands, Cy Oliver and his orchestra. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. Here's some Hep Harmony from the Four Vagabonds.
Taking my chance with you. Some acted wise, others just talked a bit. Some told me lies. My, how I'd fall for it. That's how I know I'll be taking my chance with you. They told me to beware the spell you've cast upon others whom you have loved. They say that you're untrue to those you love, and that might include myself. Some broke my heart. You're just the type for it. Tore it apart. How you delight in it. Here is my heart. I'll be taking my chance with you.
Oh, baby, something's on my mind. With you.
about, but they should see my somebody before they start to shout. Put them all together, they may look pretty fine, and just ask me whether I'd trade that man of mine. He can't dance, but in a real romance, he's the last word. Seldom talks, but in a midnight walk, he's the last word. He may be meek and quiet, and there's a crowd about, but he's a red-hot fire when all the folks go out. Can't recite, but hold him tight, he's the last word. He starts low when he starts to go, for he's the last word. Girls meet in open air, they don't know how to learn to care. They should catch him in an easy chair, because he's the last word.
Well, we worked our way backward from the 40s, the 30s, and then to the 20s. From the 1940s, January 1946, the Four Vagabonds, Taking My Chance With You on the Mercury label. Then Pete Johnson, Boogie Piece, Let 'Em Jump from April 1939, wrapped it up with Josephine Baker, January 1927, and He's the Last Word. It's Blues Before Sunrise. That's our number one. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with our number two. To take us up to station ID, it's Earl Bostick.